let's do a bit of that. Let's dish mark.
Sure, show me why it's marked.
Just the halachas itself. Anything to learn from that? Okay, I want to speak about one particular point. Let's just do a few halachas first. I'm not going to go through all the halachas. Not enough time. I want to speak about one machine. I want to speak about a few of the halachas, and then maybe a little thing we can learn from Tisha B'Av. What, Moshe?
Are you meant to
have a suit to my statue? Listen, Moshe, I'm going to film it. You take the whole shear, Moshe, careful. I'm going to hopefully mention that. Okay. So what happens tomorrow? Let's start with tomorrow. First was Gemara in Brachos. Gemara says in Brachos. I've got Gemara in front of me. The Brachos says, I think it's Gemara in Brachos. In the beginning, Brachos Dav Gimel. Gemara says, I think it was Rabbi Yosi, I think, who went to a churva. He went to a churva, he davened there. It says, when he came out, Eliyahu HaNavi was waiting for him there. So the Gemara goes through a few things. And Eliyahu HaNavi asked him at the end, what did you hear in the churva? So I think the Loshna Gemara was, as far as I remember, he said, I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu complaining, woe to my children, the churva is basi. You can see for the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's a terrible thing that the bias was destroyed. For us, obviously, that's also a bad thing. It's hard for us to appreciate what we're missing in Tisha B'Av. It's true, you know, we're so used to the goddess as we are over here, it becomes difficult for us to appreciate what we're missing. But from that Gemara there's claw, one can see one thing. The Rebbeinu Shlom's yelola is that we haven't got a bias. Havdil, one can imagine, a child comes home to his father and his father doesn't let him come into the house. Terrible thing. Not allowed into the house. That's what Rebbeinu Shlom's done with us. That's the thing we have to feel. Besides, obviously, one has to realize that the greatness of Klal Yisrael obviously was only came about when the Beis Hamikdash was around. The Shechina was there, one saw the Ruchnis was at its spitz. A person was elevated himself in Ruchnis, obviously, when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So we're obviously missing much of this without a Beis Hamikdash. That's a lot of things to be upset about. And I think if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, you'll see there are many mitzvahs that we're missing. I think it's about half, maybe even less, that we can't do without a Beis Hamikdash. So obviously, Ruchnis Tikkun-wise, we're suffering a lot. Obviously, besides all the other problems that we've got, the spiritual level that we are, unfortunately, now is we don't even appreciate it. It's so low because we haven't got a Beis Hamikdash. I think we have to be upset about. Let's start with Erev Tisha B'Av. So the first thing to do with Erev Tisha B'Av, let's say, starts from Katsois. Sorry, is there a Mishnah Berurah here? Chelev Ov, I forgot to bring Mishnah Berurah with. Mishnah Berurah? Is there a Mishnah Berurah, Chelev Ov? Sorry. Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaba brings... No? It's probably not... So I forgot to bring mine. Okay, basically the halacha is that a person, the Ramah brings down a minig of people not learning already from Chatzos tomorrow. Already from after Chatzos, I don't know what time it is, 1:15 or so, there's already an Indian not to learn things not to do with Tisha B'Av. Well, because it seems from the Chazal that learning gives a person a simcha. A person gets a simcha from learning, and therefore, to a certain degree, already tomorrow afternoon is already very close to the actual day of Tisha B'Av, and therefore, it's an Indian, it seems, not to learn on after Chatzos things not to do with the Beis HaMikdash. That means one can learn the Gemara about the Beis HaMikdash, Churban Beis HaMikdash. One can learn things to do with the Eoiv and Yirmiyah, parts to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But it seems that it's certainly an idea not to learn things that are not to do with the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to show you. Sorry to trouble you. Thank you very much. So it's Halacha here, Tov Kuf Nun. Then Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Si Beis. So that's the Ramah there. Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Si Beis. No, only things that are mutter on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Torah Masameach Halev, Masameach Halev. We call Mokim, this is the big question over here. The Maaseh, there's a big machlokes achron over here about this. We call Mokim, calls the Eina Medina. It's not strictly the halacha of this. It means on Tisha B'Av itself, that's klar. On Tisha B'Av itself, there's a halacha from as soon as it comes to Tisha B'Av start properly, there's an issa to learn only things to do with Tisha B'Av itself. We're talking about Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Eina Medina. Da mutam Erev Tisha B'Av Medina kol ha-chamishi inuim. All the five inuim mutam Erev Tisha B'Av. Eka atah mishum du yochal lilmoy dvorah mutorah mutam Tisha B'Av. The reason why we were a bit stricter with this is that since there are other things to learn, and therefore one restricts oneself in learning that one does, and therefore one should only learn things to do with Tisha B'Av. Many people held this minig. They didn't complain about it. And they held that was right. And even if it wasn't Shabbos yet, then he carries on. There were other achroin who disagreed with this minig on Erev Tisha B'Av not to learn what you want. Rishon Lekolar Shal, and he writes that Loma Baatzmach at Soyz Hitzi Gamla Achein Gamla Zahi allowed other people to learn whatever they wanted. Gamla Grow Biura Kosu the Chumri Yaseirahi Chena Ma Amotcha Beseifer Amam Rechzer Kosu Maybe Harbe the Bittel Torah. They cause a lot of Bittel Torah because people don't like learning other things than what they used to, and therefore it stops a lot of people learning. Says the Mishabura. That means ideally a person should try, if he can, if he knows he can manage on Erev Tishbov, just to learn things to do with what you can learn on Tishbov itself. If a person fears he's going to cause a biggest rashlus, he's not there, he's going to cause a lot of batola, it looks like ain moichin biyodah for such a person then to learn whatever he wants. Yeah, even when you learn what you want, obviously you shouldn't go about amkin, you shouldn't go into depth, but you should learn the basic things. But that's the chore, what comes out from this Mishnah Berurah over here. Yes, again, it comes out in the Chachil, it looks like Mishnah Berurah is saying if one can obviously learn properly other things, the things to do with Tishbov itself, that's what one should do. If it fears going to cause a hisrashness, it's going to cause a person not to learn properly, then he may learn whatever he wants to learn. That's part one. I'd say this only applies on Erev Tishbov. On Tishbov itself, there's no leniency. This also medina on Tishbov to learn anything else. And therefore, on Tishbov itself, one's only got the allowance to learn what Chazal say one may learn on Tishbov. Then it comes a bit later in the day, there's the Sudam of Sekes. The Sudam of Sekes, that's a loch in Tov Kuf Nun base. And there, that's halacha, that a person has a surah which is mafsik, that's the last meal before he has his, before Tishbol starts. And what is the chiv to have it? It looks like one should try and have this meal. Because someone pointed out, if you don't have your meal, the surah mafsekas, when you're supposed to have it, then your lunch might be the surah mafsekas. Surah mafsekas is the meal that is before Tishbol. So the person says, I'm not having my Sudam of Sekes, I don't want to have it, I'm going to just have lunch and stop after lunch, let's say, or supper, stop after supper at 7 o'clock. Then Lachoy's got a problem, because you're going to see in the Sudam of Sekes, you can't have Shnei Tashilin, you can't have two cooked foods. So your supper can't really be your Sudam of Sekes. Interesting point this, actually, yeah? Someone asked me, can he have a mazoyin spread anyway? He doesn't want to have the meals or whatever, he just wants to have a little bit of bread. I'm not sure that's so possible, because if that's not your main meal, then what's happening is your supper is going to be your main meal, and there you got restricted, that you can only have what Chazal are you, and that's Chazal say, the first halacha, you mustn't do that, but you must eat two cooked foods. Okay, what's that they call cooked foods? The Meister, the Mechaber himself says that our minig is to have bread, water and an egg, dipped in ashes, and that's the minig that Klal Yisrael have got to, what do you call it, to have before the meal of, before the Indian Tishbol starts. Yeah, that's the last meal that one has. One sits on the floor for that meal. And the point out that one should try not to sit three people together, otherwise you make yourself maybe have a chiv of a mezumen. If you did sit three people together, then actually you don't make a mezumen. Even if you did sit three people together, there's no mezumen. But that's the meal. For one person wants to have a hot drink, so the ideal minig is to have, again, bread, kitzur shalmaim, a glass of water, and an egg dipped in ashes. If you have a hot drink, you're not doing that mamish, that minig. So the best is to have that, and then afterwards, you're allowed to have, after Sudam of Sekes, you're allowed to eat more if you want, drink a bit more, and then you can have your hot coffee, or hot tea afterwards if you want. But ideally, in the meal itself, the minig ideally should be just to have the mamish, the very, very basics. No, it can't be part of your supper, because if you have it as part of your supper, you're going to have a problem. You can't have two tashin in your supper. So you have to edge the bench. What the minig is normally is people do is they have the supper, they go to mincha, and after mincha they come back and they have the sudah masekas, what they have. It's ideal to have that. If you didn't, you could still eat the masekas, because we understand it's an ungzum. But ideally, some days it's better to have it before, but later to have in mind that you want to eat afterwards. Okay, then they've got all the different things of Tishbov. I'm not going to go through all the things, the eating, the drinking and everything. I mean, we know that, but you can't eat or drink. Washing. So that's only Rechitza Sultana, because only also. Someone dirties himself, he's got dirty hands, for example, he's got to wash his hands, if he's dirty. Negavasa, all the things that you do wash, then one should only do till one's knuckles. That's what about Me'ikahadin, one only needs till one's knuckles. So one should do only what is needed, Me'ikah Din. So for Negel Vassar, before davening, those people go to the toilet and they use a keli after going to the toilet to wash their hands, can do the same thing on Tishbov, and they wash only to their knuckles. Yeah? That's all the same thing. No, no, that washing stays the whole day. That's important, actually. Good point, that. Washing, all these restrictions stay the whole day. All the anuim stay the same day. The only thing that's released is two things, actually. Sitting on a low chair. That means the minigays, what we do is we sit on a low chair from when, some say from Shkia, sunset. Most people hold from sunset. Some hold only starts from Nacht, actually, the Issa of sitting on a chair, on a low chair, less than three Tvachim. And that is released, that is relaxed after Chatzos. After Chatzos, sitting on a low chair is relaxed, and one can sit on a normal chair. The other thing that's more lenient is that we don't put on Talis and Tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning to Machlokes. We've shown him what din the day is Tisha B'Av got. We make a compromise, and we say the first part of the morning is like, it's the first day of our Velus, where you don't put on Tefillin and Talis. But after Chatzos, we give it the din of a more lenient status, and we put on Talis and Tefillin after that. That's the only thing that changed after Chatzos. All other inuyim stay exactly the same. Washing the hands stays right across the whole day. There's no relaxation. That stays mummies right across the whole day till the end of the day, that inyan. Washing. Perfume is obviously not allowed. Deodorant, so the chayla, the powder one, what's it called? The spray powder, the chayla, that's all right. The liquid one could be more of an issue. Maybe that's a shadow of sikha, that one has to know about, yeah? One thing also I forgot to mention, the issue of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av, it's whatever Chazal say. Learning Musa, L'chor is allowed. What's called Musa? So I always used to think that these storybooks where a person gets inspirational from is also allowed. Unfortunately, I asked the Rav tonight, he said, he doesn't think, stories of Rav Pesach Kron, he doesn't think it was the right thing to be doing on Tisha B'Av. He thinks that's too enjoyable, that's more relaxing, very nice. But he said to me something like, living in Munna. So that he could understand, that would be allowed to be doing. That means a person gets a chizuk in certain things, from a Munna and Ashkach HaProtis, that L'chor... Yeah, the Holocaust is really about the Holocaust, and these things, sad things, which are my era person, that sort of thing is allowed. Yeah. So that's the perfume one shouldn't do. Shoes, okay, so shoes also, the ma'aser leathers also, strictly speaking, all other shoes are mutter. Plastic, wood, crocs, all these things really are mutter, but there are just some poskim or hold that a comfortable shoe a person shouldn't wear. It's nothing to do with leather, but a person shouldn't wear comfortable shoes. It's another inyan. I'm saying the ikka halacha is the main thrust of the issa is leather shoes. That means any part of leather. You can have a little piece of leather on top. Once you've got a little bit of leather on the shoe, that itself is problematic. But other than that, that's okay. Let's go back just to one to Tzitzis and Tefillin. So we don't put on Tzitzis in the morning, we put it in the afternoon. Many people have a minig actually to eat Krishna with their Tefillin on. Now that's an interesting point actually. Mishnah Berurah is not so happy about this because Mishnah Berurah times that's Torah. Now, Maisa, when you put on your Tefillin in the afternoon, and you read the Parsha of Krishma, it's nothing. You're not yet to Mr. Krishma when it's finished. So what you're doing really is Limud HaTorah. So Mishnah Berurah says one should not say the Parsha of Krishma. However, many people, it's brought down, many Acharonim do hold like this, that a person can read the Parsha of Krishma, that's a Seder or Yom Kippur that he reads with his Tefillin on, and therefore that will be allowed to be done. So you put on Talis and Tefillin. In the morning when you put your Talis cotton, and no brachas made on Talis cotton. Many have admitted that for Borosh Ha'omah and for Krishma, one doesn't kiss the sisters at all, one doesn't do anything. But in the afternoon, when you put on Tefillin and the Talis, then you make a bracha on both of them, like normal, and you wear it as it is. What else is there? There's a lot of halachas. In the afternoon, you should be mashmishing this Talis cotton before it makes it. There are more halachas. I want to speak about one point, actually, which I think is a tachlis, actually. Yeah? I hope you don't mind, Simcha. That is... The whole essence of Tisha B'Av is l'chayr limudim from Tisha B'Av itself. So besides the halachas, the person has to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Obviously, I said this Rachfogel in his kuntras. He says that a person should really meditate a little bit on the churban beis hamikdash, what we're missing. You know, the Gemara says in Yuma that the reason why we lost the second beis hamikdash was because of sinas chinam. It's interesting to observe that this inyan of machlokes is unfortunately quite common even nowadays. And unless we're masakan this chet of sinas chinam, machlokism, which is going on, we can't ask for the basement to come back. I remember my brother many years ago told me he was in Bournemouth, I think, for an Aguda convention, and Yisrocha Franz spoke. He said, a moody gavot. He said, you know, people understand machlokism is a bad thing, but how do you stop it? So he said, a moody gavot. He said, you know, if you take a pilot who's flying a plane. It should never happen to anyone, this. It does happen, but it should never happen to anyone here. That's the brocha of a coming tonight. He said, in the middle of the flight, the pilot calls out, he's got a problem, one of the engines just failed. No problem, we've got number three, we shouldn't have a problem. Everyone's all right. Then, Half an hour later, he calls out again. Problem, second engine's gone. No problem still, we've got two engines, we're still okay. Half an hour later, he calls out, we see to have a problem with engine number three. Don't worry, says, we're going to make an emergency landing. Don't panic if you see the fire brigade, the police and the ambulance all waiting outside the airport. It's normal procedure, don't worry. But Dara Clally says, most people on that plane will panic. There's one person, but Dara Clally, on that plane who won't panic. Notice? What? The pilot. That pilot, but Dara Clally won't panic. It's interesting, you take the same pilot, and he's on holiday, he's going on holiday. He's got a holiday, he's not on a plane, he's gone on holiday, he's gone to the Bahamas. And he's waiting, what? And he's waiting, he's one with his wife for an outing to, what do you call it, a holiday to the Bahamas. And he's got off the plane, he's waiting around, what's it called, where the carousel, yeah? So where the luggage comes around, he's waiting for his luggage doesn't turn up. He walks up and down, where is that luggage? I can't understand. He's getting all excited, what's happened to my luggage? How can it be when he's flying a plane and there's a risk of emergency landing, he's in control? But when he's waiting for your suitcase, it doesn't come off, he's panicking. There are many reasons for this, I must tell you. There are many reasons. Can you tell me what you think the reason is?
He's in control.
One is he's in control, that's true. I'll tell you what the other one is. I think it's the quality of what we said. There's a big difference. In a pilot, when he's trained to fly a plane, part of his training involves what to do in an emergency. He's been through it before. If a person has been through a motion beforehand, he knows what is supposed to be of him, and he's been through it, it's much easier to control. It doesn't mean you can control him, it's much easier to be in the situation. He says, this pilot has been told what to do. He's been put through the situation. If the plane, the engines fail, how do you make an emergency landing? He's been through it. So he's going to try and put it out to practice. This pilot has never, ever been trained what to do when his suitcase comes late. He's never had that experience. It's much harder. So he said, a moody of art on the soccer front. When it comes to machlokas, if a person learns beforehand how severe a machlokas is, a person learns before he's in a machlokas, how bad it is to have a machlokas in, the damage that a machlokas causes, then you're halfway already solving the problem. A person's been in training, he's been already trained. When you get into a machlokas, just don't panic. Don't get all heated up. Count to 10, do this, do that, it's already much easier. Our avoida is now to work on ourselves, that we have to make sure that we don't have a sin and skinner. How do we, one of the things a sin and skinner comes about, you have arguments, it starts off very petty. Most of these things people will tell you. I didn't do a survey, I've given this talk a few times actually, I've asked a few people this, but you'd be surprised how many people have arguments. And the bottom line is, when they tell you what the argument's from, it's Badera Klan is very, very petty. That's how it works. Badera Klan is like that. In fact, you can have people who are friends for 30 years, and then they have one little blowout, and that's the end of the friendship. Doesn't make sense. A posh doesn't make sense. So a person has to work on himself, zicha, that he has to know that's a posh limud from Tisha B'Av to overcome the sin eschin that we've got. And that's taka, a very good limud. If we take that to heart, we've zicha done something good for Tisha B'Av. So again, what we've spoken about is we spoke about the learning on Erev Tisha B'Av. We said on Erev Tisha B'Av, it looks like ideally a person should only learn the things to do with Tisha B'Av itself. That's ideally. If a person can't manage that, Mr. Brewer seems to say, ain moichin b'yodo, if a person learns what he wants to learn, he feels happy with it, it's going to cause him a batola, it's going to cause him not to learn so well, then such a person is allowed to learn whatever he wants to learn. On Tisha B'Av itself, this leads doesn't apply. And on Tisha B'Av itself, he must only learn what Chazal says he can learn. And we said the Chiddush, that learning Musa, is l'chayr, even though it's not brought down, l'chayr, many, many people explain that this is also allowed. A person where he can rectify himself and he can improve himself, that's also allowed. So we say, something that's not too easygoing, mustn't be too lightheaded, something like the stories and stories and stories, that's maybe not so good, but something which, as I say, the example of living in Munna was an example, l'chayr, that is something which a person could learn. Now we spoke about the Sudam of Sekes, and we said the basic minig is to have bread, egg, in ashes, and we sit on the floor, and we have that. I mean, the mice, a person could have really more, as long as he doesn't have two tafshilin, really, that's allowed to have. That's, as long as he doesn't do that, he's allowed to do that. And then we spoke about washing. So washing where you're dirty is allowed. And if a person's washing, that's his normal derech to wash. He washes negavasa, he washes for coming out of the base of kise, he washes for davening, he should wash till his knuckles. That applies the whole day through. Shoes as well, is also, these things apply the whole day through. Any shoe which got a bit of leather onto it is not allowed. Strictly speaking, we said, if it's not leather, it's mutter. But there is an inyan not to have a comfortable shoe. And then finally we spoke about, apparently a person should try and at least have a limud from Tisha B'Av, that to try and overcome a machlokas. A person's in the middle of a machlokas, or we should have, even better, we haven't started one yet, but a person should work on himself that he doesn't get involved in any machlokas. Better show be the Amen. What?